Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest today is the CEO of the Center, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So we have just heard recently from our governor, Tim Pawlenty, about his ideas on how to balance the state budget. What can you tell us about his remarks?
Well, it's this is tough times. There's no doubt about it, and we've been prepared for a pretty grim outlook from the governor with the budget. I mean, there's only certain things that he can do. You know, the saying around the legislature is the governor proposes and the legislature disposes. So now it's the legislature's turn to take a look at what the governor's done. I mean, what we've seen in the governor's budget is somewhat kind of more of the same of what the governor has done over the last few years. He's taken about a $2.5 billion worth of budget items in cuts. He relies on his budget about $1 billion from federal dollars, stimulus dollars, economic stimulus dollars. And then he also is looking at around $1 billion+ in accounting shifts, which essentially is he's borrowing money against the tobacco endowment fund that we will be getting in the future dollars. So what we've seen that's maybe historic is that this is the first budget since 1986 that the governor has proposed that actually goes back in dollars from the previous biennium's budget. So this is a 2.5% decrease in overall spending from the previous biennium.
Obviously, there has to be state cuts in services and other kinds of things going on with that.
Yeah, what we're seeing the governor has proposed is, specifically to rural Minnesota, we're going to see very drastic cut to local government aid, county funding, anywhere from 5 to 15 to 25% what we're seeing. The numbers are so new yet, we're trying to get a feel for what it means to different communities. What we're also seeing is a cut to the Department of Agriculture through AURI. I think what the governor has done is he's tried to take a look at the entire budget and make sure everyone can play a part in feeling the crunch and helping out solving the budget problems.
All right. So again, you said this is kind of the first in a series of volleys. I think that will happen. The legislature will take a look at this and sort of pick it apart and keep what they think is good and ditch what they don't.
Yeah. You know, this budget reflects the governor's priorities, and now we have the legislature. You know, there's a bunch of them with a bunch of priorities, and it's a Democrat-controlled legislature, which is the different party than the governor. So you'll see some, I'm sure some very different ideas as far as their answers and their solutions. You know, a lot of it hinges also on what will happen with the federal economic stimulus package. Mm-hmm. You know, the governor's budget accounts for about $1 billion. Estimates from the Congressional Budget Office, shows upwards to $3 billion coming to the state of Minnesota as far as economic relief. So that will be a huge player as far as how the rest of the session plays out and how this budget is balanced.
All right. Well, thanks, Brad. And we'll look forward to, getting a little more clarity as we move down the road, and appreciate you dropping by.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. We'll catch you next week.